This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A mental patient dies after an altercation between two inmates at the psychiatric hospital. The opposition leader announces a change to his Senate team and unveils a new team of political spokespersons. A political scientist predicts prolonged struggles for the DLP following turmoil at its annual conference. The National Council on Substance Abuse concerned about the rising use of cocaine, and Hamas says it rejects new Israeli conditions in Gaza ceasefire talks. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A patient of the psychiatric hospital is dead following an altercation between two inmates of the facility. The deceased is a 50-year-old man who had been an inmate at the Black Rock St. Michael Institution for the past 3 years. Starcom Network News understands that the now deceased and a 37-year-old fellow psychiatric hospital patient were fighting at about 7:35 last night. Afterward, the 50-year-old man was unresponsive. Two doctors performed CPR but were unable to revive him, and he was pronounced dead at the scene at approximately 9:30 p.m. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has announced that he's making a change to his Senate team. He told attendees at the Sunday session of the Democratic Labour Party's annual conference that from next month, a new senator will join Ryan Walters on the opposition Senate team in the upper chamber. He made the announcement to applause after thanking Senator Walters for his support. This means that attorney-at-law Tricia Watson is being replaced as one of two opposition senators.
I want to thank the senators for the service that they've given over the last 6 months. In particular, I want to thank Senator Ryan Walters for the critical and loyal support that he gave to me. I want to thank Senator Walters for the support that he gave to me as Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee as I attempted to carry out the work of that committee on behalf of the people of Barbados by the powers vested in me by Sections 39 and 36 of the Constitution of Barbados. I announce that Senator Walters will be joined by a new senator when the Honourable Senate resumes its business in September 2024.
When contacted by Starcom Network News via telephone, Senator Watson says she was unaware of the announcement and thanked us for informing her. Mr. Thorne also unveiled a new team of spokespersons that include former DLP cabinet ministers David Estwick and Richard Seeley. Meantime, political scientist Davron Bruce believes the Democratic Labour Party has completely lost favour with the electorate and is likely to struggle at the polls for years to come. His comments follow the party's annual conference last weekend, which saw members of the feuding factions clashing, with police eventually being called in. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday programme, Mr. Bruce said that these developments have only made matters worse.
From my estimation, the DLP, quite frankly, is dead electorally in the water as it relates to Barbadian politics. I don't see them doing very well until maybe the late 2030s. And I believe this conference is just another reminder of this. I think the overall leadership of the DLP has allowed the party to dive into what I consider to be a cultish and collective delusion. In essence, it's thinking that all of this that is happening at the conference and the expulsions and everything else is good for it electorally, when in reality, quite frankly, it is just pushing itself further into the abyss electorally and becoming increasingly irrelevant.
Political scientist Davron Bruce. Meantime, another political scientist, Dr. Christina Hines, is advising that Dr. Ronnie Yearwood be readmitted to the party so that there could be some semblance of peace. She, however, advises that he step aside from a leadership role and focus on his political career.
If I had to speak to them, I would recommend that, one, Dr. Yearwood be reinstituted as a member of the Democratic Labour Party, not necessarily the president, and that he step aside and allow those who are in positions of authority right now to do the work of the political party, even if he does not agree with it. So that, to me, that's a compromise position. Let him back in the party on the condition that he will speak with those who are supporters and let them know we are going to abide by who is in charge of the party right now, at least for some order to prevail. Knowing that he has this base of support, he can build on that for the future and build his political career.
political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. The National Council on Substance Abuse, NCSA, is concerned about the rising use of cocaine on the island. Deputy Manager of the NCSA, Troy Wickham, says reports indicate that there has been an increase, especially among young females. His comments follow a recent drug bust where three men were charged last Thursday in connection with a major trafficking or drug trafficking operation involving nearly $13 million in cocaine and over $1,000 in cannabis.
The recent drug seizure indicates us that, one, Barbados still remains, in my opinion, a major transshipment point for cocaine. And we have been receiving anecdotal information that the use of cocaine is increasing as it relates to especially young females. We do not have any statistics at this time to prove this, but information reaching us is suggesting such.
And that is over $100,000 in cannabis. He says that studies are currently being conducted that will improve efforts to seize illegal drugs and increase public awareness about the dangers of substance abuse.
As a result, we have been intensifying our drug education, especially to the younger demographics, about the harms and symptoms associated with drug use, especially cocaine, methamphetamine, what we call new psychotic substances such as ecstasy. So we are also right now conducting a free island study on synthetic cannabinoids. Hopefully, the findings will be released before the end of the year or early next year. And the findings of these studies will be used to, one, improve law enforcement actions towards the seizure of these substances, two, improve our forensic center in terms of testing, and three, enhancing our education to the public as it relates to new psychotic substances, mainly synthetic drugs.
Deputy Manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham. Family and friends have resumed the search for 40-year-old Stacey Ann Haines of Bushy Park, St. Philip. Ms. Haines has been missing since she left her home around 7 p.m. on August 13th. Her older brother, Dale Haines, tells Starcom Network News that approximately 30 people joined the search effort yesterday in Leadville Christ Church. He says that while the family remains hopeful, they want closure at this difficult time.
We searched Leadville Christ Church this morning around 8 o'clock. Well, we're hoping for the best, but as I said before, chances are getting very, very slim. But we're definitely hoping for the best. At least I want to get closure. That's the most important part of it. Closure is the most important part. At this point in time, we're just waiting on the police. Police was out in a full force, so we will wait on them for any lead. Once they give us any information, then we'll act on it.
Dale Haines, older brother of missing woman Stacey Ann Haines. Counseling psychologist Ashley Bascom says children are spending too much time on electronic devices and notes that it is impacting the learning process. She made the point on VOB's Pause for Parenting program.
You have children, when they go home, they go straight to their device, and then they only look at homework when mommy or daddy gets home or guardian gets home and push them to do their homework. Studying is on the decrease, reading also on the decrease. And then you have the grades that are dropping because the time needed to excel in their subjects are not being put in because they're spending most of their time on their devices and not necessarily doing academic stuff, but they're playing games, they're scrolling the internet. So we can definitely see the great impact on children's learning.
She added that social skills are also being affected. And finally, Hamas says that it rejects new Israeli conditions put forward in Gaza ceasefire talks, casting further doubt on the chances of a breakthrough in the latest U.S.-backed effort to end the 10-month-old war. Months of on-and-off talks have failed to produce an agreement to end Israel's devastating military campaign in Gaza or free the remaining hostages seized by Hamas in the militant group's October 7th attack on Israel that triggered the war. Hamas said that Israel has backtracked on a commitment to withdraw troops from the corridor and put forward new conditions, including the screening of displaced Palestinians as they return to the enclave's more heavily populated north when the ceasefire begins. Recapping the headlines. A mental patient dies after an altercation between two inmates at the psychiatric hospital. The opposition leader announces a change to his Senate team and unveils a new team of political spokespersons. A political scientist predicts prolonged struggles for the DLP following turmoil at its annual conference. The National Council on Substance Abuse, concerned about the rising use of cocaine on the island, and Hamas says it rejects new Israeli conditions in Gaza ceasefire talks. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.